Languages and Foreign Diplomacy.
My son, Yong Yan, look closely at this jade ewer.
This gorgeous jade ewer is inlaid with gold and precious stones. I heard it came from Hindustan, where people believe in Islam. After father conquered Xinjiang, jades from the region were brought to the Forbidden City through tributes and gift presentations. And you love Hindustan jades.
Yong Yan, you must understand that it is necessary to study neighboring regions in order to conduct successful diplomacy. As Manchus, we must be fluent in Manchu. But we also need to learn other languages to help with our diplomatic work.
I know that father began to learn Chinese at 6 years old. At the age of 33, you started learning Mongolian.
You're never too old to learn. I conquered Xinjiang and started learning Uyghur at the age of 50. Although I only began to learn Mongolian and Uyghur as an adult, I have become fluent in both. At the age of 66, after conquering Jinchuan in southwestern China, I started learning the local dialect.
I remember on your 70th birthday, to welcome the Panchen Lama, you started learning the Tangut language.
I am no master of the local dialect of Jinchuan or the Tangut language, but every year, when I have an audience with Mongolian, Uyghur, and Jinchuan delegates, I use their languages to greet them. There is no need for interpreters. To develop and maintain good relationships with neighboring regions, we must never stop learning.
I will keep this lesson in mind.